Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Taiwan is doing a series of interviews with the city mayors and county magistrates about how they're promoting the new southbound policy. That's President Tsai Ing-wen's aim to build closer ties with Southeast Asia, South Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Today we have Zhanghua County Magistrate Wei Minggu. Zhanghua is located in central Taiwan. It's the smallest county on the main island of Taiwan by area, with just over 1,000 square kilometers. And it has a population of 1.3 million people. Today, County Magistrate Wei tells us how they're promoting the new southbound policy.
目前来讲的话，我们配合这个新南向政策，我们彰化县的强项就是医疗。
彰化 is working to promote the new southbound policy through its medical aid and its green energy industry. 彰化 has been promoting green construction. We are planning to build offshore wind farms, which will aid transport in our main port and fishing ports. We believe that this will help our fishermen transform their industry, and the operations will serve to upgrade our county's small and mid-sized businesses.As we develop relevant technology, we can also act as partners to Southeast Asian countries as they develop renewable energy industries. In regards to international medical aid, we are working to prevent the spread of contagious diseases. We are developing technology, strategies, training, and diagnosis. We are working for dual certification in the medical field with Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. We are cooperating to develop medical equipment and new drugs. The Zhanghua Christian Hospital and the Chiuquan Hospital have already begun working with Vietnam, India, the Philippines, and other countries to develop business opportunities in the medical field. Taiwan is also helping Southeast Asian countries train their medical talent. 9 doctors from countries such as India and the Philippines have come to Taiwan for training. Zhanghua is also working on increasing tourism to Zhanghua County. We joined the tourism expos in Singapore, Malaysia, and Hong Kong to let more people know about Zhanghua and to promote tourism here. Zhanghua is where much of Taiwan's rice is grown, and we have many of the best agricultural products in the country. We promote exports of our homegrown products to Southeast Asia. These products include turnips, bitter gourd, mushrooms, and sweet potatoes. Zhanghua County has also set up a high-tech agricultural park. We have greenhouses that are using agricultural technology to make our products more competitive.
Mr. Wei also tells us how they're promoting business ties with Southeast Asia.
Zhanghua County officials participated in forums sponsored by Commonwealth Magazine about business opportunities relating to the southbound policy. Zhanghua has a strong production industry. This includes metals, mechanics, car accessories, two machines, and textiles. Southeast Asia is a big market.Many of our businesses have factories there, so we have a good foundation with the people of those countries. We will continue to look for good investment opportunities. As smart cars are the future trend in automobiles, Zhanghua will play a big role in this industry. Taiwan has top IT professionals, and our county has a strong production base and automobile research center that we can develop into a smart car industry network.Zhanghua looks forward to playing an important role in this key field.
Mr. Wei explains how they're attracting foreign investment to Zhanghua County.
We have been working with the central government on planning solar energy facilities in Zhanghua. We are looking into how to build more facilities for renewable energy. Zhanghua has much natural resources in the wind and sun, and thus has the potential to be a leader in renewable energy.In addition to being a major agricultural center, Zhanghua is also home to many international companies. These include Taiwan's Zhongxin Tire, Candot, and Merida. We also have Google's information center here in Zhanghua. Zhanghua has good land, weather, and disaster prevention. Recent reports also have it that Apple is becoming more green. It announced that 7 of its suppliers are going to be using 100% renewable energy next year. iPhone supplier and the third largest electronics manufacturer, Jabil, announced last month that they will be using renewable energy next year. Apple has even gone further by planning to go 100% green next year. As wind and solar power becomes more developed, Changhua will increase its use of renewable energy.
Changhua County is also home to many migrant workers, and County Magistrate Wei tells us what they're doing for those new immigrants.
Another one of our new southbound policies is to take better care of our migrant workers who came from that area. We've been upgrading our services to these foreign workers. Changhua has over 50,000 foreign workers. Last year, we surpassed Taipei in this population. We had the largest population of migrant workers outside of Taiwan's 5 major cities. We visit their dormitories and places of employment to see their working and living environments. We also check on their salaries and working environment to make sure everything is legal and to prevent conflicts between employers and employees. We also want to bring our services closer to migrant workers so as to bridge any distance they may feel towards the government. Once a month, we go to large hospitals, train stations, and foreign stores to offer free counseling services. We are there to answer any questions they may have or to offer help. Changhua is working to help foreign workers enjoy their leisure time and have better benefits. We host festivals during their national holidays. These include food festivals, shrimp cake eating contests, and game with antique toys. We also invite our friends from Vietnam, Indonesia, Thailand, and the Philippines to enjoy local holidays like the Moon Festival. They can feast on mooncakes, play games with pomelos, watch movies, and enjoy other aspects of our local culture. As many foreign workers are domestic helpers of families with elderly persons, we also provide free medical training. We have workshops where they can learn CPR and other important skills that will be useful to them in their work. This also enables our county to provide more high-quality long-term care.
In addition to migrant workers, there are many foreign spouses, new immigrants, to Changhua County. Changhua County Magistrate Wei Minggu tells us what they're doing for their newest residents.
We have a lot of programs to help foreign spouses to adjust to their new home. We host sessions explaining the rights and benefits available to them. We have social clubs, a theater group, a book club, and also special training for children and teens. These classes for youth include film production and computer courses. We hope this additional training helps these families fit into our society. Many immigrants come to the country without knowing the language. We sponsor sessions for them with translators to explain the rights and benefits they can enjoy here. We also have a website, Facebook page, and LINE group just to serve these new immigrant spouses. Our new immigrant theater group helps them discover themselves and the talents they have. It also enables them to develop friendships and to feel more accepted by society. Our book club is also designed to help them bridge the language gap, and we also hold Chinese language classes for those who need it. In our elementary schools, we're teaching people to be accepting of immigrants from other countries. We host classes where people can learn Vietnamese and also learn about their culture and customs. In that way, we try to help people have a better understanding of Southeast Asian cultures. On Mother's Day, we invited Vietnamese, Chinese, Indonesian, and Filipino mothers and their children to come on our radio show. Their conversations are a way to help society understand our new immigrants better. Our film production courses encourage young people to make films about their mother's culture. In that way, they can affirm their identity as well as help others in Taiwan understand other cultures. We also offer high-tech computer training courses to try to equip them to do well in our society and to feel part of this big family.
Mr. Wei tells us more about how the county is encouraging cultural exchanges with new immigrants from Southeast Asia.
Taiwan has become a diverse society with over 500,000 new immigrants. There are over 350,000 children of these families. They have already become the fifth largest segment of our population. We try to host events that will connect the members of our community. Our Culture Bureau has hosted lectures on cuisine and Southeast Asian cooking. We share about the differences in the various cultures, hoping to bridge understanding. We also have storytelling events where children can hear stories from their mother's land. This is a great way to bring parents and children closer and help new immigrants express themselves. In the Zhanghua County Library, we also have a reading section for people of diverse cultures. We hope to provide reading resources for our community. This includes books in Indonesian, Vietnamese, and Thai. We also plan to host a mobile book expo that will display these books in various venues throughout our county.
Mr. Wei also tells us about the over 100 classes available to these new immigrants and their families.
Our county government is providing new immigrant language and cultural classes at the elementary and junior high level. We also have related courses when they are older in our 1+3+4 plan. The plan is to have them learn 1 year of technical arts training in junior high, 3 years at professional high schools, and 4 years at universities. This will enable them to have a more global view. These technical classes include design, architecture, chemical engineering, agriculture, home economics, food and beverages, mechanics, electronics, and many more. We have 110 classes in all, and about 2,600 students have attended so far. Many of these skills will be useful in industries that are thriving in Southeast Asian countries. Our college courses are also designed to help students be ready for future careers. Our county has also had many cultural exchanges in Southeast Asia. Our music ambassador is the Zhanghua County Youth Band. This July, our deputy county commissioner Li Mingrong took the 26 band members to perform in Thailand. Every performance was met with much praise, and it was a great way to enjoy music exchanges between the two countries. The government is promoting the new cultural southbound policy in order to help people understand each other better. We're hosting an international culture camp, which will include classes on religion, culture, industries, and languages. We'll invite professionals and teachers in these fields to give classes to our children of new immigrant families. This will help them become more international and use their talents to bring innovations to our industries.
Mr. Wei also talks about how they're using city diplomacy.
Our new southbound policy really stresses the importance of city diplomacy and the power of non-governmental organizations. In our city diplomacy, we have visited the Western United States and England in June and August. Our focus is on the high-tech industry. We hope to attract new technology from the West to come to Zhanghua for green energy production. Building up this industry will also be a springboard for us to go to Southeast Asia. Many of our county's factories have set up factories in Southeast Asia. Take Vietnam, for example. Zhanghua County is the third biggest Taiwanese investor. This year, our Zhanghua Normal University's Business Administration Department held a forum on Taiwan-Vietnamese management studies. It also signed an agreement with the Vietnam National University of Economics to increase exchanges between graduate students in Vietnam and Zhanghua and business professionals. We believe initiatives like this will help develop talent for our emerging industries and help Taiwan become an Asian Silicon Valley.
Zhanghua County Magistrate Wei Minggu also tells us how we can find out more about Zhanghua County.
If anyone is interested in knowing more about Zhanghua County's construction, industries, or green energy development, they can call 04-7282506 extension 13 and ask for Mr. Xu Cixiu. Our address is Zhanghua County, Huashan Road, number 37, 9th floor, 3A.
That was Zhanghua's County Magistrate, Wei Minggu. This interview is a part of our series of interviews with the county magistrates and city mayors of Taiwan about how they're promoting the new southbound policy. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.